Hello and welcome to the Best Antics Show, period version 1.14. Drewby, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's episode 15.
Episode 15.
And this, I should say now, is our Christmas edition.
Sure. La, 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 la,
la. Merry Christmas.
So Christmassy. We have a holiday party.
We're recording actually live from the holiday party here at EDU in Educational Directories Unlimited. Look, we've got some people playing chess and backgammon and all that sort of stuff right in the background. So
I see money being changing hands.
Yeah, money is going through, and I've got my own money down on a few.
And what else are we doing? We're not only recording audio, we are...
Video. Wave to the camera, folks.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. So you can catch us on live on... what are we on?
BDTSP.com. BDTSP.mindset.com. We're doing Pimp My Sleigh.
Welcome back to the Best Dan Tech Show, period version 1.14. We're in front of a live audience here, and they're riveted. Absolutely riveted. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. We're going to have some amazing input.
Live studio audience like Three's Company.
But we're much better than...
Do we have to cue them to laugh?
Yeah. Yes, I'm holding up a sign. Nice one.
Very
hold
good.
That off until we say something slightly funny. Yeah.
Very good. So obviously the drinks are flowing.
The drinks are flowing.
But does that mean that technology stops?
No.
I think it actually gets better.
It does. It gets more dangerous too.
There's no doubt about that. And we're nearing the end of the year, so I think it's about time we started to maybe review the year of tech. The year that was.
The year that was.
Yeah.
Are you sure we should do that with alcohol flowing?
Well, I think it's better when alcohol's flowing.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely. Before we do that, let's kind of wrap up what happened this week with regard to tech. And I think, a lot of things are coming out, you know, the year in tech, the year that was.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Google's jumped onto their bandwagon and they have announced, drumroll, Janet Jackson as the most searched term of 2005.
Amazing.
Are you impressed?
Now, do you think that has anything to do with the Super Bowl deal?
Well, you know, not just
maybe?
The Super Bowl.
Okay.
Not just the wardrobe malfunction. Actually, seeing as that we're live on camera, give us a wardrobe malfunction, Drew.
No, I will not. Absolutely not.
Adam, wardrobe malfunction?
That's very exciting. Every day I put clothes on as a wardrobe malfunction.
We've already had a wardrobe malfunction, and that was the spilling of beer. And I don't know which is worse, the actual wastage of beer or the damage to the outfit that it was spilled on. What do you think, Sherry?
The damage. Now the smell of beer. I didn't even have one.
That's what it was.
Well... Welcome.
Huh?
Welcome to the beer smelling people. Before we get on, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
It's not only the wardrobe malfunction, but apparently there was word that she had an illegitimate daughter.
Really? With who?
I don't know.
Is that what makes it illegitimate?
I guess so.
What do you think about that, Adam?
You're not talking about me, are they?
I don't know. I can say that I didn't... I had nothing to do with...
Have you
Google
searched on Janet Jackson this year at
never
all?
Will.
Anyone in this room, have you searched for Janet Jackson on Google?
No.
Huh.
Well, so much for that.
I think it's a myth.
So much for that.
We'll blame the Midwest on this one.
Congratulations.
Marketing ploy, perhaps?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They're releasing their statistics.
Okay.
And so,
are
Janet
we to
Jackson?
Trust Google with that?
Of course we trust Google. They do no evil.
Right, Larry?
Well,
see?
Wow. Like held up the wrong banner there. Not laughter, applause. Thank you very much. Very excited about Google's results. What about Yahoo's results? Anyone know? Anyone?
No.
Have a guess.
I know.
What?
Google. Sorry. No, what was it?
What was the most searched term in Yahoo?
That's why I like Yahoo.
Johnny Jackson.
Exactly. Nope.
Makes it more interesting.
That was Google.
What about anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
Google.
Right now.
I already said that.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
No, but close was Brad Pitt and
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, but they're still not the top.
What is the top?
So there's anybody.
Done wrong. With the Britney Spears.
Now, why? And why the difference?
Well, because Yahoo...
Are Google users more sophisticated?
Yahoo caters to a more international audience.
Okay.
So you're talking, I mean, Super Bowl, not everyone in the
world
watches
Super Bowl. What do you
know
about international ball?
Well, you know, I have some friends.
Okay.
Some friends who have some friends who are international.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm in the know there. But that actually, in Australia is not such an example in that Google is still number one there. But, you know, the likes of Asia and the likes of Europe, well, Google, Yahoo. But Asia specifically is Yahoo dominated. So, you know, the Super Bowl, not such a big deal.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
You'll be surprised to learn Super Bowl is not a big deal around the world.
Now, I know really. Adam searched on Britney Spears. I've walked by.
Yeah, Adam. Yeah. Britney Spears?
Yeah, we don't talk anymore.
It's over.
We had a falling out.
Is that part of the separation? You're not allowed to talk about it?
Since you're now
referring
to
it's Federer is a hot story.
Sorry.
Well, it's an interesting statistic in that, you know, there are different winners in both, you know, Yahoo and Google. I'd like to bring up, actually.
I'm sorry, I keep looking at the camera.
I know. It's irresistible in its pull.
Yeah.
I know that Adam did his hair prior to us taping this recording.
Oh, I don't do my hair.
It's very unusual.
Who does your hair?
My people.
Brittany's people? Did you get to keep that in a breakup?
No.
No.
My publicist advises that I don't talk about Brittany.
Okay. It's kind of like Fight Club.
Yeah, basically.
You don't talk about Fight Club. Listen, I just want to bring up the most searched terms.
Okay.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Did they give like a top five or something?
Oh, the top ten.
Top ten.
Yes. Let's have a little look-see, shall we?
All right. Well, wait.
Ooh, so it's Janet Jackson, obviously, number one. Hurricane Katrina.
Okay.
Number two. Interestingly, Janet Jackson's more
popular than Hurricane Katrina, sure.
Searched more than Katrina. Tsunami. Obviously, that's a bigger one this year.
Xbox 360.
I think that's a late bloomer.
And that the sub-search for that would be piece of crap. Yeah.
In quotation points.
It's helping to notice that the display model at Target was offline.
Wow, are you serious?
It was not on, yeah. It was just a
that's
screen.
A great demo, then.
It was an excellent demo because it probably showed the real end user experience.
Look, I don't want to bag out Microsoft here on this special
Christmas
edition.
It is Christmas. Be nice to Microsoft.
However, speaking of Microsoft, Vista.
Vista.
Vista is coming out early. Mm. I say early in quotation marks, 2006. And so what they're doing is they're pouring through 500,000 beta testers who have just been, you know, obviously critiquing.
And Microsoft's not known as someone who rushes things, are they?
No. IE7. Well, interestingly enough, no support for Mac anymore. Thank you very much, Explorer.
Oh my gosh.
What's up with that?
Wait,
did they give in to Firefox? They give in to Safari?
They're just not doing it.
Why?
They withdrew efforts.
Oh, well.
Same reason why they're pulling Office Suite.
I'm most getting aware.
They're focusing their efforts on a whole different idea.
Right.
What's that whole different idea?
The different idea is to instead have Windows program running on your Mac that can run the PC version of Office.
Kind of like Wine for Linux.
Sort of.
Okay. Well, good luck to them. But early 2006, I will believe it when I see it.
We should find somebody on the beta test list.
Larry, you on the beta test list?
Sure.
Oh, really?
No.
How'd it go?
Thank you for
surprise, surprise, he lied.
He lied.
He's drunk and he lied. How's that
happen? Oh. I wasn't supposed to lie.
Oh, man. We'll cut that out and we'll just place it wherever we want during the edit process. You laughing? So we make ourselves more fun.
So Google, Yahoo, the battle continues. I noticed that Britney Spears was number eight.
Number Google. Eight on Google, but number one on Yahoo.
Does that mean that Google users are
more intelligent?
Yahoo a younger crowd,
possibly. Interesting point. Wow. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Dr. Salami just walked in.
How long are you guys going to be?
About 20 minutes.
You need the room?
Yeah.
20
minutes. Wait, they couldn't handle the noise.
No, I got it. Too much hooting and hollering.
Really? No, we encourage the hooting and hollering over here in Best Damn Tech Show Period Land. Ooh, they're playing Tops later on. We better wrap this up.
Battling
Tops. That's all I can say.
What else we got?
Listen, world's best blog, according to the 2005 Weblog Awards. Any guesses for that one?
Something to do with Janet Jackson?
No.
Is a game called AC
Lucy. Daily Cause.
Daily Cause.
Yeah, dailycause.com. Okay. World's best blog.
Okay.
How do you determine the world's best blog? I mean,
it's political based. I mean, it's political.
Adam's blog didn't even get a mention.
Because Adam doesn't blog.
It's unbelievable.
But I think the tension that.
But that was the idea. I was a blogger that never blogged.
Non-blogger? You know?
That's supposed to be my shtick.
Well, let's
have that not work.
Let's see if there's a best non-blogger award. No.
I definitely have the non-blogging award.
No. Not listed anywhere, mate. Best non-blog.
Well,
how about we announce that right here, right now?
That's the best award I could have received was a no mention at all.
It's Adam Plant. Adam.
Congratulations on your best non-blog award.
No speech.
That's fabulous. No speech prepared?
No speech
prepared. Didn't you expect this?
I'll wing it.
All right, I'll wing it.
Who would you like to thank?
I don't know. If I was a rapper, I guess I'd have to thank God. Maybe do that.
God's always important. Yep.
Anyway. The visual joke, we got that.
So Daily Cause, I don't, you know why?
I don't read it personally. I've heard of it, obviously.
It's political.
Which is where blogging really took off during the election.
And I guess, you know, Bush has been controversial, so the more dirt on Bush, the more popular he'll be. Good call on Daily Causes part, I guess.
Exciting.
Yeah. But
hopefully there'll be a widespread blog awards for multiple subjects.
Well, there is.
There is?
Yeah, the 2005 Weblog Awards.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to see somebody like CNN or behind it? And who do we have? We have Mike D.
2005.
You have anything to say, Mike?
Weblog.
You have anything
awards.
To say, Mike?
Best Damn Tech Show rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Mike, say hi.
What, 1, 2?
Get your mug on the camera there, mate.
Hi.
Okay, now you can leave.
So, best damn blog.
If you had one, you
congratulations. I mean, there's definitely different categories, and the best new blog was... Let's have a look at the yellow title.
That's hard to keep up on. I mean, there's how many thousands of new blogs every day?
Absolutely. Political, yep. Again, a political sign.
Yellow Dog Blog.
Yellow Dog Blog. What is it about politics?
I don't know. But that's where blogging really took off.
Is it controversial?
There's just a lot to talk about.
Lot to talk about? Yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't excite me. I'm sorry.
No.
Not excited.
It doesn't float my boat.
You're not seeing me excited?
How about your... There's no blog awards, politics... Does it float your boat, Adam?
Hey, I got a new word.
An award for blogs.
Adam, or Paw is a new word.
Yeah.
What is
it? We all know infotechment. It's main,
it took off.
It's mainstream these days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It took off.
So,
it took us all by surprise.
You know, obviously...
Who knew?
I'm still thinking along those same lines. Political technology, or the politics of technology.
Okay.
Politics.
You heard it here first. Politics.
Yeah, look, I rhyme with that.
The wordsmith. The wordsmith strikes again.
No, I think I'd come out with my dictionary.
Oh. Oh, who is it? It's Matthew Ulmer.
No. Everyone remembers.
Come here.
Everyone remembers Mallows from the first six episodes.
I can see my crotch hilarious.
Hey, Mallows.
Yes.
Got a comment for us? Maybe
you
where's the beef, but let's just set you up with regard to the Yahoo's top search term for the 2005. Britney Spears. Google's top search term. Janet Jackson.
Really?
Anything about that?
Well, wasn't the whole Janet Jackson ordeal the year before?
No, Super Bowl.
January. The Super Bowl, which will be January, February, yeah.
Okay, can you fill our listeners in on the whole Janet Jackson illegitimate daughter?
I cannot.
Episode, you can't?
I cannot.
So it's not yours.
It's not mine.
Okay.
So
maybe you're not sharing any.
But I think you have a beef, though. You wrote a post about King Kong.
Oh, I don't even need to talk about the beef about King Kong.
No?
No.
You're a big Peter Jackson
fan. I'm a horrible Peter.
Photo behind it.
That's a great photo.
Oh, what was that?
Can you react to
me?
You
got reenact me?
Me holding up a
beef?
No, surely not. Can't believe that.
Your hair has settled down over the past year, Paul.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, it's been
well, I'll go do something about that then. That's terrible. It's usually the
any beefs?
Where's Matt Ekman?
I don't know.
I don't know. We asked him in. We asked you in, like reunion, but it wasn't going to happen.
You want it to be? You
think asked for two matches of the same person. No Mac can be on recording at the same time.
Is that right?
Sure.
That's interesting.
I think I just gave him a secret identity. That was a bad move on my part.
Malo's Mecca, same thing.
Not too subtle.
Not too subtle at all.
Fair enough. Listen, let's plot along.
Okay.
Little blibber.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, clever disguises. Looking eBay. eBay, mate.
eBay.
You familiar with the whole live pets being sold on eBay or not being allowed?
Yeah, not being allowed. Except for what was the one thing that they could sell?
Was it goldfish? Reptiles?
Goldfish.
Yeah.
And
Brian Shrimp. Sea monkeys. You still sell the sea monkeys.
Have you ever purchased any livestock from eBay, Adam?
No.
Just bulls.
Either one.
Well, I know for my farm.
The plant ranch is, it's not functioning.
No.
So, what?
Why can't you sell animals?
Yeah.
Well, eBay wants to again, don't they?
Well, what's the theory behind it, though? No, they're not allowing it. Live sale of pets.
I thought eBay was thinking about allowing it again.
They were thinking, but now they're not.
Now they're not.
Yeah.
It's some issue.
You know why?
Is it because of the shipping? Is it because of the shipping of the animals?
No. It's because you cannot trust the people who are going to be advertising on these posts. They're worried about puppy mills, kitty mills, all sorts of mills going on. With regard to, yeah. So, obviously, they have the doggies' best interests in mind.
But how's it different from when people sell dogs, when they breed dogs in their backyard, they sell that at their house, and people come and just grab a dog?
Well, this is big scale. We're talking large scale here with eBay. So, I mean, you do have your puppy mills now, and I know Adam has a puppy mill, so... You know, there are those people out there who are doing it.
Do you, Adam? I didn't know that.
But no. We're talking about, like, widespread, big-time puppy mills.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first they banned the sale of body parts on eBay. It's like, what can you sell on eBay now?
They were selling body parts?
Yeah, people were...
Speaking of selling body parts, have you seen previews for the new movie coming out presented by Quentin Tarantino? That's about just that. I think it's called Hostel.
No.
What do you mean presented by?
Did you ever see the movie Hero?
Yeah.
And how it
was produced by it.
Well, no, he didn't actually produce it. So other people made it and produced it, but then he watched it and wanted to get a wider audience, so he stuck his name on it so that it'll get more people to see it. And now he's doing the same thing with Hostel. It's about women...
That's kind of cheap.
Yeah, I know. Women who seduce these men, get them to come back to them in this warehouse where they think things are going to happen, and then they kill them and sell their body parts.
Oh, really? They just do your kidney?
Not just the kidney.
Yeah, that was the go back in the
day. Oh, yeah, the kidney thieves.
Yes!
That's why I don't have my kidney.
Wake up in a tub of ice.
Really? Oh, my goodness, mate. Look who's wandered on in.
The same spot.
This is Mecca's. Actually, can we have Mullows and Mecca's talking at the same time?
Just for
that's a classic. Just for old time's sake.
I don't think that can happen.
No, absolutely not.
We didn't do it again. I don't know. No, never. Mecca's, we're just talking about selling pets on eBay. Do you do that?
Selling pets on eBay?
Yeah. Ever since you left, we've really
only stolen pets.
Only stolen ones.
Ones so that I've stolen personally.
I actually, Matt was my pet. I sold him on eBay.
How much?
And I got some really bad feedback, so.
It wasn't up to their expectations.
Not at all.
How much did you sell him for?
$2,000.
Ooh, really?
Pretty penny.
Jeez, I'm not surprised that people complain. $2,000. Mecca's?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Neither do we.
I missed the first part. After that, it was all gibberish.
He's spitting on the computer. It's going to be short-circuiting.
It's the Christmas edition. Actually, if you can look into the...
I already waved him.
Oh, did you?
He's ahead of things.
You're ahead of things? Good on you, Mecca's. Look, let's get back to tech for a second before we start waffling on about nothing in particular. Santa Claus worm.
Santa Claus worm.
Santa Claus worm. Anyone? Anyone? Any takers?
What's that?
Oh, my goodness me.
What is
how technologically
What kind of worm?
Are we going fishing?
We're talking about instant messaging worm called IMGIFT.com.
What's instant messaging?
Adam, you know anything about that?
Not familiar with this.
Well, it's doing the rounds,
folks. Does it chat back to you?
Hey?
Does it chat back to you?
Oh, it does.
LOL.
LOL.
Your hard drive is formatted. Lots of laughs.
LOL.
Well, there was a virus that would actually chat to you on Instant Messenger to get you to download it.
Well,
and when you asked it if it was a virus, it would say, LOL. No,
wasn't
I'm not.
Was covered in the last episode?
It was.
You listen?
I did.
It was. Giddy. This is doing the rounds. It's widespread actually now, and so you really need to know.
And the name is Santa Claus.
It changed its name too.
It pretends to be Santa.
Yeah, before it was Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble.
Yeah, now it's Santa.
Evolving.
But it's actually based on Rootkit. Rootkit 2005, almost new word of the year
nominee.
What is a rootkit? In my country, it's a rude word.
Word here. A rootkit is a malicious software that cloaks itself. It'll hide itself from system files. It'll hide itself from registry. It'll hide. It basically cloaks itself to the system.
Really? So it's hard to detect?
Unless you have a program that specifically seeks out rootkits, yes.
Oh, okay. So look out for IMGIFT.com.
Yeah, if Santa Claus instant messages you...
Actually, look out for Rootkit Remover.
Just be nice.
Not sure off the top of my head who makes that, but Google Rootkit Remover. There is software out specifically to remove the rootkits.
All right. Can you put that on the site there, Drew?
We'll put that on the site. We'll put a link. All that good stuff.
Listen, just to wrap up. Mozilla had a big year.
It did.
Open source had a big year.
Open source in general
web standards had a big year.
Yeah. Web standards.
Web standards themselves had a big year.
Yeah.
It's before it was something you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's getting to be considered something you have to do. Especially with Mozilla. When Mozilla has a big year, web standards can have a big year. They're tied
fairly
closely together.
All right. Well, look, on the whole same vein as Mozilla, comes a new audio open source music player.
Really?
Called Songbird.
Songbird.
And they're looking to really tap into Windows Media Player's share, 45%. I mean, iTunes has about 17%.
Windows Media Player is beating iTunes.
Yeah. Well, that's because you have to download iTunes separately.
True.
And a lot of people
Windows
just...
Windows comes standard.
Yeah, same reason Internet Explorer is beating Firefox.
Same reason Internet Explorer is doing the old... dominating of the marketplace. So Songbird, I think it's worth having a little close look at.
What is it, like Napster? You pay for a song per?
No, it's just all web based.
Really?
You just listen to it on your browser or you
actually
download it.
So it's a subscription,
it's all free.
It's free?
Yeah, like Windows Media Player where you're listening to radio stations and the line.
Right.
Here you're just listening to music over this little software that you download.
Very nice.
I know, very nice
it's
indeed.
Back.
I'm quite excited.
I never left in heart.
And that's all I got.
No. I mean, I think Mozilla can get a chunk. I mean, there's a lot of money to be out there. The recording industry is complaining and saying record sales are down. But these online services are having great years.
No doubt about it. It's all
making tons of money.
Yep.
With a 17% share. Can't beat that.
No. You can't beat that at all. And there's going to be more players along there, you know, along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But open source, I think a lot of people are pretty excited about open source.
They're our hero of the year. They're our one of the year.
The open source community.
I think open source community is the one
of
the year.
I think it's premature to announce that. We're looking at next week for the whole looking back on 2005,
okay.
Looking forward to 2006.
So open source is a nominee.
Well, let's take
numbers. Nominees. Open source. And that's not just like barbecue sauce and tomato sauce. We're talking...
We'll open that up on the blog, Wes, for nominees for ones and zeros for the year.
Ones and zeros.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think that's a good idea, guys. Look, thanks for joining us all here at the Best Damn Tech Show,
thank
period.
Thank you to Matt Ekman and Omar, because you don't get your first name said since you're both Matt.
Mm.
It's Matt Ekman and
Omar. Hey, Mullows and Makers.
Mullows and Makers.
And this is version 1.14. We're looking at 1.15 next week, which will be our final one for the year. You cannot miss that, Drewby.
Can't miss it. It's going to be a block.
Call it the season finale?
We'll call that. No.
It'll be the explosive season finale?
No,
a major cliffhanger at the end?
No, because we're not taking a break.
One of us might die.
That's not nice.
Might or might
keep
not.
That kind of talk.
Yeah.
I believe I was just threatening.
And there might be some
deaths. Police officers listening to this.
No,
my body's never heard of again. It's Adam. Adam is the culprit.
I think what's going to happen when we change over to version 2.0, that's going to be the big one.
Will there be another kidnapping like there was last year?
It might be.
I was listening to that the other day.
Kidnapping in Yeah, Adam's incredible acting performance in that one. Adam, when Paul's saying, do we have any more updates on Drew's kidnapping? And Adam goes,
no.
No.
No, no deal.
It's very impressive.
Alright, we'll look forward to that.
Merry
guys.
Christmas, happy holidays.
You can move Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? While you're saying happy holidays, can anybody who actually celebrates Kwanzaa blog to us or contact us in some way and say that, yes, you actually do celebrate Kwanzaa? Because I don't think it exists. I don't think it actually is celebrated.
I don't know anyone who celebrates
I don't know
Kwanzaa.
A single person who celebrates Kwanzaa.
Well, I celebrate Festivus.
Sure.
Like the rest of us.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you have your pole in your house?
I've got my pole. It's it wasn't as shiny as it was when I first got it.
I thought we weren't going to do
You don't polish your pole every night?
Okay.
Pornography.
Yeah. So anyway, please, if you do actually celebrate Kwanzaa, please blog to us or email us or contact us in some way.
Yeah, I'd be curious,
and
mate.
Admit it, because I think it's the biggest farce in America. I think
really?
It's a secret that no one actually celebrates it.
All right.
I do. You didn't even ask.
I didn't ask. You celebrate Kwanzaa?
Yes, I did.
All right, yeah, tell me a little about it.
I will next week.
Yeah.
Next okay, week. After you have time to look it up.
Stay tuned for next week's up. Best Damn Tech Show period where we celebrate Kwanzaa. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.